Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
A fairly new addition to tourism sites is a list of murals in the city that you may be visiting for great photo ops. Today, we are sitting down with a friend who is behind the paintbrush on some of those murals and portraits. Meet us at the table as we sit with our friend Mallory Gilbreth.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
Well, today we are sitting at the kitchen table with our good friend Mallory Gilbreth. She's an Alabama native, beautiful 22-year-old lady, and Auburn University senior studying health services and administration. We first met Mallory and her family when she was just 6 years old. They lived in the Middle Tennessee area, and we love this family. So,
yeah, I feel like love isn't just such an underestimate. We
any chance we can be with any member of this family,
love
we want
this
to.
Family. In fact, if we had more microphones, we would just get the whole family on on the show today because they're all very interesting and very deep, deep Southerners. So I do remember Mallory from 6 years old because we walked with her through her formative years. So
That's
it's
right.
Really exciting to be sitting here today with Mallory. And we did even watch a little bit of her progression in paint evolve.
That's right.
But I don't want to give too much away. I want her to tell the story. So Mallory, tell us, first of all, welcome to the show.
And
tell us about just kind of how you got into painting and then how in the world did it evolve into murals?
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like painting and art has like always been a really big part of my life. My mom has always really loved painting. And I think some of my first memories of just painting and art was like when we lived in Alabama. We, you know, obviously we lived in Nashville for many years, but Alabama was where I was born and lived up until, I guess, 4 or 5 years old. But my mom, she used to always paint on like everything. She would paint before I even knew what like a mural was. She used to do murals in my bedroom. I remember specifically she painted a big like princess castle, and I was so upset because she wouldn't let me help her as like a 4 year old. Obviously, I would have like completely ruined it. But so definitely just like my mom has like had a huge like influence on just like my love for art and painting. And so, yeah, I would say that's where it really first started.
Cool.
Just like watching her.
So you started dabbling around, and then were you drawn to like still life kinds of things or landscapes or like where did it go?
I would say faces have always been like my favorite thing ever.
That's
to
what
draw.
I thought. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like even when I was little, like all my little sketchbooks that I had when I was young, it was all faces, especially like specifically eyes. Eyes were always like the thing that I like first started really drawing on people.
Okay.
I That's love cool. it. I still do it a lot.
And you're incredible at it.
Thank you.
And so,
yeah, we saw a gifting pretty early, you know, unusual gifting.
Yeah.
I remember even going to the Frist with you when you were already a teenager at that point.
Yes.
Just trying to sew into that gift you had.
The Frist Museum?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, and so how does it go from eyes to huge canvases?
So,
because I am very blown away at the size of some of the stuff that you're painting.
It was really random. It really was like such a God thing. So throughout like middle school and high school, I was really just like kind of doing it like for myself. I just did it just out of a place of just like love for doing it. You know, it's such like a relaxing thing for me. And I remember I got my first commission piece when I was like 13 or 14 years old. And I was like ecstatic. I thought I had like made it so big. And I was painting. I think the guy had asked me to draw. It was two poodles. Him and his wife's two dogs. It was like for her birthday or something. And I thought like I was like famous. I was like, this is so cool. But after that, I mean, I would just get like random commission pieces. And then one of my best friends, her mom is actually an interior designer in Nashville. So when I think I was around 18 or 19, and she just randomly messaged me. I grew up with her daughter, so she knew that I love to paint. And she was like, hey, like I'm working on this space. I have this massive wall, and I think like a giant painting would look amazing. And I was living in Alabama at the time, and she was in Nashville, and so I hadn't seen her a lot, and so I was like, I don't even know if she really knows like what
style, like what, or
yeah, or even just like if I'm still good at painting, you know. I had no idea, but she just trusted me to do it. And after that, I just started posting on social media. I was working with her and some of like people that she had put me in contact with, and through that I've just been able to share on social media, and I've gotten a lot of just expanded clientele. So it's been good.
Okay, tell us about that first one. Do you remember what it was?
So it was the unit that she was designing for. It was casino themed. And so I think it said rolling on I can't remember the exact wording.
Gambling theme. But
it had like the casino table, I think it was. Okay. It had a guitar, a hat. It was so fun. Honestly, one of my favorite ones.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound hard?
It all sounds hard. I'm one that like is an appreciator of art, but I get nervous playing win, lose, or draw. So this whole thing of painting a mural is so out of my league.
It was very intimidating. It was funny because like I had no idea what I was doing. It was just one of those things. I just said yes. I asked my best friend to go with me, and we went up. We had no idea what we were doing. And like literally as I was pulling out, my parents, they were like, okay, did you remember like tape measure, a pencil, like all of this stuff? And I was like,
you're gonna
need
a ladder.
Yeah, no, seriously. Like I forgot like all of the major stuff. So it's been a lot of just like trial and error, but
learning as you go.
Yes, it's been such a fun journey.
That's a good point because, we got to talk a little bit about not just the size being more paint, but that is you on a ladder, right?
Yes.
These are inside murals that we're
Most
talking
of
about
them.
Right now. You've done some outdoor too?
I've done a few outdoor. Yeah. Not as many though as interior.
A ladder. Like what other kinds of things are your
It's a lot of very go-to? Like technical stuff. I would say like a lot of math. I was actually really surprised just trying to get everything centered. You know, you have to measure the wall, measure the space, and also just like to scale things.
So funny because you know how I'm often like, oh, some of the things we have to learn in school really don't matter, but actually they
actually do matter. Yes. even as an artist, and you wouldn't think, you know, there's a lot of math with painting, but when you're doing like these really big murals, there definitely is a lot that goes into it. So
wow. Okay, so you have a ladder you usually bring.
Yes, I normally do a ladder. I do have a projector I use for especially lettering. Sometimes I don't always use that, but that has really come in handy because a lot of these trips that I do for interior designers doing the Airbnbs, I'm doing like 4 or 5 a day.
Whoa.
And so it's a lot because I'm only here for like, you know, 2 or 3 days at a time because I'm living in Auburn right now. So I use a projector. That helps things go by a lot faster.
Okay.
For sure.
And so you're talking about projecting the image onto the wall and then you can kind of trace around, use your pencil sketch it is that what you mean?
Honestly, just for scale, like especially lettering.
Okay.
Because if not, you would have to like a level is one thing that I use a ton, just getting like the level lines, but to scale it and make sure everything's the right width and height and all the things. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And all the different fonts. I'm just blown away. And then you mentioned bringing a friend.
Yeah.
So I can see how that could be hugely helpful because otherwise you're up and down the ladder getting what you need.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. every single time.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that every person I've brought, none of them have had any like past experience like painting or anything.
Okay.
So, but that's been fun too, just being able to like have that experience like with some of my really good friends. It's been so fun. But it has definitely been huge just having that helper, because it's like what you said, like if I'm up on a ladder, just having to not get up and down, having them be able to like hand me stuff. And mm-hmm. a lot of what I have them do is just like do fill in.
Yeah.
And
now that I can handle.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I would be game to fill in some solids or you've already lined something, you know, I'm not doing any border work or anything. Yeah.
Feeling like you're all accomplished. I'm on the team. Because
it's so funny too, because they'll like text me like after we've done a mural. And they'll be like, I'm sitting here looking at this mural and I'm looking at their lines, making sure they're straight. Like, you start to notice that kind of stuff after you, like, paint a few of them.
Now, you've done these in several places. Yeah. Tell us about a few of your favorites.
Okay, so I think my favorite one ever was actually where I was born, which is Boaz, Alabama. It's actually a city, like, right outside. It's my uncle's car dealership. It's a Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Albertville. It is the biggest mural I've ever done. It was 8 foot tall, and I want to say it was like 13 or 15 foot wide. It was massive. So, and it was up like above their office doors. And so I got to get like a lift, and I had my little cousin Mia help me with that one. And so just having that experience of like doing it for my family and then having family help with that one, it was so much fun. And then obviously just the size of it. So
what did that one look like?
That one had a Ram truck on one side and then a Jeep Wrangler on the other, and then their logo in the middle. And it was amazing. I got to design it with my uncle. And so that was really fun.
Is it still up?
It's still up. Yeah, okay. If you drive by, you can actually see it through the windows.
That's cool.
But I would say another one that I was so grateful when I had this opportunity, but I got to paint for Kitnish in Dallas, Texas, and also at their Tampa Bay location. Their main location is actually here in Nashville. Okay. And so they actually found me on TikTok because I would always like tag Nashville for all my units. And so that's how I got that job. But that was amazing too.
What did that one look? What did those look like?
So the one in Texas, it was a big cowgirl hat. They had like vision.
Pink, like a lot of pink maybe?
A lot of pink. They love the pink. Yeah. So they had a pink mechanical bull brought in. And so their idea was to have the people like sit on the bull and then have this cowgirl hat like kind of look like they're wearing it. And so it was cute. I think it said like, howdy y'all. I'm trying to think of what it said. But and then the other one is just said Dallas stole my heart, and then we did heart ropes on that one.
So
and
cute.
Then the Tampa one was the same. It was Tampa Bay stole my heart, and it had palm leaves. That's kind of like their look. Their mural is actually one that's really popular here in Nashville, at their Nashville location. I didn't do this one; they've had it for years, but it was the pink heart balloons.
Okay.
The Nashville stole my heart. Okay. Have you seen it? I feel like a lot of like bachelorette parties go and take photos with it.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
Do you like giving somebody your opinion on what would be good, or do you like just tell me what you want and I'll do it?
I would say definitely both, because I know that I don't have the same style as, you know, everybody else. But like if there is something I'm like that I just don't think is gonna look good, I will tell them and just be like, maybe we should try this instead, or like have you considered maybe doing this differently? So it just kind of depends.
Yeah, but
I would say I do try to give my opinion.
Now I'm thinking about it, and I do know some of the places are probably more private, so you wouldn't necessarily see a lot of people taking a picture with your mural, but there are places that, like, whether it be an Airbnb or like a store or something. Have you seen anybody post a picture with your mural?
I have. Okay, so for the Kitnish one, that was one thing that was really cool about that one, was because they are a pretty big brand, and so they had like a ton of people take photos with it. And so they haven't necessarily like tagged me or anything, but just being able to see it through the Kitnish page has been like so cool. I will like show it to my friend that I brought with me. I'm like, look, we did this. That's amazing.
So sweet. No, that would weird me out. Like, I feel like that would be like an author, you know, in a coffee shop seeing somebody read your book, or like
hearing
your song in a coffee shop.
Come on.
on in a store or something and people knowing it. Or...
Yeah. So just even seeing that was like a dream come true. I'm like, this is insane, you know?
That's so fun. I love it. So do you, are you open to painting more outdoor? Because I feel like the outdoor murals are totally on the rise.
Yeah. So I feel like outdoor murals are a whole nother ballpark, honestly, because you just have to think of like prepping the wall, sealing the wall, getting all the supplies to like get up to the wall if you need that, you know. So I would definitely be
sunscreen.
Open to it. Sunscreen. No, seriously.
That's true.
Especially down in the south.
Weather. Yeah.
So you have to consider all those kind of things, but I would be open to it. I think it'd be awesome.
That's so cool. Yeah.
And those would obviously be more visible. So I think that would be really cool.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing you're so good at painting faces because you've done a lot of Nashville musicians.
Yes. Country artists. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have, that's one of my favorite things I've been able to do as of lately. I feel like that's definitely been something I've been working on more recently, like in this past year. I was able to do a few murals that had, I did one with Chris Stapleton that I loved.
So good.
It was so fun. That was for an Airbnb unit. That was a mural. And then also Morgan Wallen. Yes. I love doing him. And then recently I've been working on a collection for an exhibit coming to Pigeon Forge. And it's a bunch of different country legends. I have Johnny Cash Dine, Dolly Parton, and Brooks and Dunn. And I have a few more I'm going to be working on as well. So
can you say who the others are? Or is that still kind of up in the air?
Shania Twain will be next.
Okay.
She's iconic. Yes. My favorite country legend ever. I have a few other people I'm thinking about doing, but I'm really not for sure who's next. George Strait, maybe. Alan Jackson. I have a few names in the bucket. But
okay. Okay, we'll see. So yeah, tell us a little bit about this Pigeon Forge exhibit. Pigeon Forge being in East Tennessee, close to Gatlinburg and Knoxville and Smoky Mountains. So it's definitely a very highly trafficked tourist stop. So is this at a gallery, something that you're doing?
Yeah. Okay. So it is a private collection. So his name is Kobe Greer. He's the one that's opening it. And he was in the music industry for years in Nashville. And so he was able to collect a lot of artifacts from country legends such as like Loretta Lynn, George Jones, Johnny Cash, a lot of really familiar names. And so he's just opening up this exhibit and he randomly reached out a few months ago and just asked me if I would be interested in painting, you know, country legends to sell at his exhibit. And I was like, this is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. So
okay.
It was such a cool opportunity. I'm very excited about it.
So will you get to go to see? I mean, obviously there'll be some delivery, but will you get to see, I guess, the
exhibit? It will be open. Yeah. For the public. So we'll definitely be making a trip to go visit. I'm so excited to see what he's got going on there. And obviously excited to have my paintings there as well.
So how many will you have? Like 10-ish?
I'm not sure. Honestly,
I feel like I've seen you doing a lot towards this. You did a video on Instagram where you were sort of sharing it, and
yes, I've posted 3 so far. Okay. Those are the 3: the Dolly Parton, Johnny Cash, and then Brooks and Dunn. I don't really know how this is all brand new to me. Just figuring out like, just like the business side of it, and also just how many paintings I want to do in this collection. So I'm definitely just taking it painting by painting. But we'll see if it does well. I might end up doing more or a completely different collection. I have no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who knows where the path will go, right?
No, seriously. True. Yeah.
So what's it going to look like then down the road? You're going to be graduating from Auburn. Are you going to stick with murals? Are you going into health?
Trusting God one day at a time?
Right now I am just really trusting the Lord. I'm planning on moving back to where my family lives, which is in northern Alabama. I do hope I'll be able to open up a like a private studio. I think that's something that I could definitely see happening within the next few years, and just having that space to do like canvases and such. I do want to keep murals definitely just happening, but I just don't know how often. I have no idea. I'm just honestly.
Well, that requires travel. So that's a little different than being able to have your roots and paint when you can.
Right.
Because so you got to go.
Yeah.
So true. So what does happen if you mess up? Like, if you are like, this isn't working, or like, big oops, you know, you just totally did something that you didn't intend to do. What do you do?
Okay, so I actually love that question because one thing that I live by when I paint, this is something my mom has always told me like since I was super little, is that you can never mess up a painting. You can never mess up a painting because you can always just paint over it. Yeah. And so I've kind of just stuck by that. And so if I mess up, I just paint over it and try again.
Okay.
Have you had to paint like a lot over? Like, have you like
gotten really far in like, and then been like, oh no,
this is so small or this is way too big or whatever?
I would say if you prepare pretty well, especially if it's going up on a wall, I would say I haven't had that many incidents where I've had to like cover up just a ton. But obviously, you know, you do have the mess ups of just like getting outside the line a little bit, or
the nose is too wide or too narrow, or
that's sort of intimidating because now I'm thinking about it even more detailed, and I'm thinking in some of these places, if they have bucks to have an interior designer, then they have bucks to probably have a specialty paint they've put on the wall.
Oh, right? That you might mess up. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
You are brave. But you're also very gifted, so I know you know what you're doing, but that's intimidating to think about.
But that prep, I can see why that would be huge and why you're using the level and using the math, because you want to get the scale right.
Yes, it always pays off that to you really can't prepare.
Easily redo.
Right, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that's... you can redo a messed up little piece, but not scale.
Yes, for sure. I would say, honestly, like with most murals, it goes more into the prep work of just measuring and getting all of that set up than it does actually putting paint on the wall.
Yeah.
That's funny because even just as painting a wall, a solid color, it's the prep that's the hard, you know, filling in the holes, taping. That's the hard part.
I know. And
getting all of that
I'm always so excited to just start. I'm like, no, I don't need to tape off because I'm precise. And then it's
a mess.
Drift all over the baseboard. And I'm like, why didn't I tape off? Okay, Mallory, what would you say to somebody that's into this in terms of like their own interest in painting, that they're like, I want to do murals. I'm good, or I'm, you know, I'm interested in this. How do people get into it?
Yeah.
Fell in your lap. So you didn't really pursue.
Yeah.
Right.
That as your first one.
Like, do you know anyone else that does this?
I honestly don't know anybody personally that does murals. I would say, like, just when launching like an art career, I would say just social media has been the biggest help for me. Mm-hmm. Posting to TikTok especially has gotten me a lot of different jobs. Awesome. That has helped a lot. So just sharing and just honestly just loving what you do.
Yeah.
I've always tried to like live by that of just like loving art and painting so much to where if like I don't get jobs that I want, or maybe I'm not selling paintings like I'm wanting to, like it's okay because I'm doing it because I love it kind of thing.
Yes. So
I would say this is a great start, you know.
And art is such a personal style thing that you're just doing what you love.
Right.
And on social media, if somebody else loves it, they say, that's the style I want.
Right.
In my store or in my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my wall.
And you're in an age group, because you're 22, so you do your videos really well. Like, you put the great music to it, and you know what kind of clip to go grab, and...
So, doesn't hurt that she's quite lovely as well.
So I would even say if somebody's listening and they don't know those avenues very well, then just get somebody to help you. Because I echo what you say. There's so much that people discover, especially in your type of field that's so visual.
Right, right.
On social media. So I do think if there's somebody listening that's like, I'm not on TikTok and I don't plan to be, or I don't, you know.
I just want to paint. Well, get somebody to help you do that.
Go find a 22-year-old that knows their stuff to help capture
I'm actually
you.
So bad at social media, honestly.
Are you serious? I don't think so.
No, since I started posting, I need to get better at it, honestly. Just figuring out. It's just been another thing where it's like trial and error, just figuring out what works. But
yeah.
Well, I think your joy comes through in the posts that I've seen, where you can tell you're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
What you're doing.
Oh, I love it so much.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said that, because it makes me want to be a mural painter. And I have no business being a mural painter. But yeah, it comes through that you're just like, oh, I want to do that. That looks fun.
Doing it with friends too. Like, I'm telling you, it's just such a cool experience being able to have that with them. And I've taken my mom, I've taken my grandpa on a trip, actually.
I love it.
Oh my goodness.
So taking all sorts of people, but it's been so great.
Is there anything that you're hoping that you get asked still to paint, whether that be a person or a place or...
Honestly, this is just, you know, dreaming out loud.
Dream big.
If, like, Dolly Parton saw the painting I did of her, that would be a dream come true. I've had tons of people, like, tagging her, tagging Miley Cyrus, you know, because Dolly's her godmother.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll see. I mean, it's kind of like
she's good also bit of exposure, a dream guest so. For us as well.
Yes, clearly. So, yes, the Dolly piece that you mentioned is going to be a part of that Pigeon Forge event. And we'll dig up some more information to put in the show notes on when that might be opening or when people are going to be able to, the public, come see that.
All right. So, Mallory, I'm curious. You're a lifetime Southerner. What are some of your favorite places in the South? That could be a place you vacationed, a place, a city you really liked, or anything.
Yeah. I love the South. I love so many different elements of the South, but I would say probably my favorite is just the farms. My grandparents had a huge cattle farm growing up.
Yep.
And so now every time I see one, whether in Alabama or just anywhere in the South, it just feels like home.
Yes.
So that's just so seeing that.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, Mallory, we can't thank you enough for sitting down with us and sharing your talents with the world. Where can people find you so that they can live vicariously through you
right?
and pretend that they too are a mural painter?
Yeah, so I do have a Facebook page, but I don't use it as much. I'm most active on my Instagram account. It's Mal K Artistry, Mal with two L's. And then I also have a TikTok account, and that's Mal Catherine, and also two L's. And then Catherine's Kathryn.
Sweet. All right. So. Yeah, she's 22, so she's not on Facebook very much.
I know. I need to get better. My dad's always pushing in. I'm like, I don't know how to work it.
Because you're our age group.
Your dad wants it to be on Facebook so that he can share it and show you off to his friends that are also on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, yes, we will link to all of that in our show notes. And
all right. Well, thank you again, and we want to just end by saying peace be with you, Mallory.
And also with y'all.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free Select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.